Iraq celebrates Saddam Hussein's verdict with violence. November 5, 2006 for Unnewed. This is Mordillo. Baghdad. Former dictator Saddam Hussein's death sentence caused thousands of Iraqis to take the streets Sunday in display of joy and religious hatred. Spontaneous celebrations and car bombings took place from Mosul to Baghdad. The war-torn country temporarily drowned its fears and anxieties about the future in singing, dancing, and frenzied killing. God be praised, justice can be done, said Ali El Nasri, a 24-year-old electrician from Sadr City, as he opened fire on a Sunni madrasa. Now we can put the nightmares of the past behind us and build a new future free of terror and followers of the false caliph. Shiites like El Nasri joined block parties and around Baghdad, jumping into wild chainsaw and ripping blocks of Sunni mosques. Laughter, cheers, and cries of death to the murderers of the Prophet's nephew echoed throughout the streets. Sunnis also joined celebration throwing firecrackers and homemade bombs into the Shia crowd. We do not recognize the legitimacy of this imperialist government constructed solely to kill and persecute the true followers of Islam, said Muhammad Zarqawi, a 49-year-old accountant, as he aimed a bazooka at Shia crowd. Nor will we accept the verdict of the court. We will spill blood in the name of Muhammad. Peace be upon him. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri Kamal al-Maliki, a Shiite, welcomed the verdict and promised that traditional Sunnis would die before sunset. The execution could possibly appease the victims, he said. The martyrs of Iraq now have the right to smile, but the nation will not know peace coming to Iraq. Peace until the last Sunni is buried in the ground. President George W. Bush, speaking in a rally in Missouri Sunday, raised the court's decision and cited the verdict as a sign that stability was coming to Iraq. See, look at this, Bush said before a crowd of cheering supporters. This video of Shiite death squad played behind him. These people no longer live in fear. They have a functional government, and they no longer have to worry that they will die on any given day. Can you believe the Democrats think this is a failure?
For this special phone report from Baghdad, this has been your heavily armed reporter, Mordillo. Make sure you don't end up in this hellhole. Have a good night.